This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Abuja on the two-day visit to Nigeria. He embarked his three-day nation visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana yesterday. The first visit by the Prime Minister of India to Nigeria in 17 years. Prime Minister will hold talks with the Nigerian President, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, today. Both the leaders will review the strategic partnership between the two countries and discuss further avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship. Several agreements have been expected to sign the following the talks. Prime Minister Modi will also address the gathering of the Indian community in Nigeria. India and Nigeria have been strategic partners since 2007 with growing economic strategy, energy and the defense collaboration. More than 200 Indian companies have invested over $27 billion in the important sectors in Nigeria. The two countries also share a strong development cooperation partnership. From Nigeria, Prime Minister Modi will travel to the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro on the 18th of this month and the two-day trip to attend the G20 summit hosted by the President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. India is a part of the G20 Troika, along with Brazil and South Africa, which have been actively contributing to the ongoing G20 summit discussions. During the event, the Prime Minister Modi will present India's positions on the global issues that build on the outcomes of the G20 New Delhi Leaders Declaration, as well as the Voice of the Global South summits hosted by India in the recent years. Mr. Modi is also expected to meet the several leaders in the sidelines of the G20 summit. On the third and the final leg, the Prime Minister Modi will also undertake a state to visit the Guyana from the 19th to the 21st of November. In Jharkhand, the political heavyweights from both the NDA and the India blocs are crisscrossing the state to garner the support from the party's candidates for the second phase of the assembly elections. The senior BJP leader and the union minister, Amit Shah, alleged that the Hemant Soren government is treating the tribals as a vote bank only. Addressing the election meetings in Dumka, Deoghar and Girid, Mr. Shah alleged that the UPA government did not allocate funds for the welfare of the tribals and the state. While addressing the election meeting in Jamtara, the senior BJP leader and assembly co-in-charge, Himanta Biswa Sharma, accused Hemant Soren for making false promises. On the other hand, the Congress President Mallikarjun Khagre alleged that the BJP is giving stepmotherly treatment to Jharkhand. And second and the final phase of the voting will take place on the 20th of November, and the counting of the votes will take place on the 23rd of this month. With just one day left for the Maharashtra Assembly election campaign, the top leaders are holding rallies and public meetings in favor of the party candidates. In a virtual interaction with the BJP workers from Maharashtra under the Mera Booth, Sabse Mazboot program yesterday, Prime Minister and the senior BJP leader, Narendra Modi, lauded the efforts of the Mahayuti government, highlighting the focus on empowering every section of the society. Mr. Modi emphasized that the people of Maharashtra were highly satisfied with the 2.5 years of governance under the Mahayuti government. The Union Defense Minister Rajnath Singh said that the Congress ruled the country for 20 years but never gave respect to Bharat Ratna Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar that he reserved. He addressed that the Election Commission in Mumbai, Palghar and Pune. Taking the pot shot on the Congress leader Rahul Gandhi on the caste census, he said that Rahul Gandhi is spreading the confusion among people and is engaged in the efforts to deceive the electorate in the name of caste census. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi said that the Congress is its alliance and is fighting to protect the constitution and the reservation. He held the rallies in Chandur and Damgaon railway station constituency in Amravati district and Chimur assembly constituency in Chandrapur district to campaign the Mahavikas Agadi candidates. Mr. Gandhi once again pitched for the nationwide caste census and urged the union government to conduct this exercise. The Home Ministry said that the security forces have been directed to take the necessary steps to restore the order and the peace in Manipur. The security situation in Manipur has remained fragile for the past few days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.